Daily Rest, Monday, June 5th, 2023. This week the theme is Trinity. God is Spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. John 4:24 from the ESV. God. Who or what really is God? Is God manufactured by people? Glass and titanium? Then he would cease to be God and be below us. Is God an idea that thinkers and common sense folk have found useful in explaining and managing life? Then he would be just an artificial crutch. Does God have a beginning and an end? Then God would be subject to things greater than he and cease to be God. Is God energy, force, life force? Force that keeps the world going and animates living things and people? Then God would not be a being. God is a being, a personal being. He has intelligence. He communicates. He has a will. He has power. He has emotion. It is hard to understand God and things about God. He exists outside our realm, not made of molecules and matter. He extends beyond the limits of physical existence. He is spirit. Can you really understand a spirit? I've grown accustomed to the idea, but I don't really understand what a spirit is. A living, personal being that operates without a physical body. A spirit is not confined by physical walls. A spirit acts without physical arms, legs, fingers, eyes, ears, or mouth. A spirit thinks without a physical brain. God is spirit. He operates from a different realm. Yet he also deals with us as physical creatures in the physical world with the physical passage of time, all of which he made. He is beyond us, but also involved with us. Through Adam and Eve, humanity has been made in the image of God with a physical body and an immortal soul, spirit. Adam and Eve lost the holiness of this image of God by disobedience. Jesus came to earth, died, and rose, bringing forgiveness and new life to man's sin-infected body and soul. Your relationship with God is not built on physical connections or accomplishments, but through trust in His mercy and His acts to save us. God is Spirit. What a relief. Trust Him. God, have mercy on me, a sinner, a mortal human being. Amen. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member congregation of the CLC, located in Spokane Valley, Washington. Our website is gethsemaneclc.org.